Job. Chapter 40. Moreover, the Lord answered Job, and said, Shall he that contends with the Almighty instruct him? He that reproves God, let him answer it. Then Job answered the Lord, and said, Behold, I am vile, what shall I answer you? I will lay my hand upon my mouth. Once have I spoken, but I will not answer, yea, twice, but I will proceed no further. Then answered the Lord unto Job out of the whirlwind, and said, Gird up your loins now like a man, I will demand of you, and declare you unto me. Will you also annul my judgment? Will you condemn me, that you may be righteous? Have you an arm like God? Or can you thunder with a voice like him? Deck yourself now with majesty and splendor, and array yourself with glory and beauty. Put forth the rage of your wrath, and behold everyone that is proud, and abase him. Look on everyone that is proud, and bring him low, and tread down the wicked in their place. Hide them in the dust together, and bind their faces in secret. Then will I also confess unto you that your own right hand can save you. Behold now Behemoth, which I made with you, he eats grass as an ox. Lo now, his strength is in his loins, and his force is in the muscles of his belly. He moves his tail like a cedar, the sinews of his thighs are knit together. His bones are as strong pieces of bronze, his bones are like bars of iron. He is the first of the ways of God, he that made him can make his sword to approach unto him. Surely the mountains bring him forth food, where all the beasts of the field play. He lies under the shady trees, in the hiding of the reeds, and marsh. The shady trees cover him with their shade, the willows of the brook surround him. Behold, though a river rages, he fears not, he is confident though the Jordan rushes into his mouth. He takes it with his eyes, his nose pierces through snares.